Let's talk a little bit about temper tantrums. What's behind them? How should parents handle them, and when do they end?
Temper tantrums can be signs of all kinds of things, but for the most part, it's important to keep in mind that very young children have very few ways of expressing their distress. So many forms of distress present as yelling, screaming, kicking, falling down on the floor as temper tantrums. For the most part, what a tantrum is a sign that the child doesn't have the language skills or the skills to organize their feelings or the ability to inhibit their impulse in a calm way. That is, that the child's right on track developmentally. Often temper tantrums will be more frequent when a child's tired or hungry. If we think about it, that's just like adult behavior. The hardest thing to do, but probably the most important thing when a child's having a tantrum, is to remain calm. Children need to learn to organize their emotional reactions, and that's harder to do if the adults around them aren't doing that either. With infants and toddlers, distracting a child with some other activity or some other toy is a very appropriate way to redirect a young child's attention away from whatever was causing their distress. And that can teach them that they can move on and don't need to get stuck on just one thing that made them upset. For older children, it's also appropriate to ignore the behavior, especially for mild disruptive behaviors. And most importantly, not to reinforce the tantrum. So not giving the child what they're tantruming for, but also not to laugh at them and not to taunt at them. As children get older, 2.5 or 3, using timeout is also useful. And that needs to be done in a very consistent, boring, unemotional way so that the child knows that that's a way of reorganizing their feelings. There are also things that parents can do to try to prevent the more extreme kinds of temper tantrums. They can praise positive behaviors whenever they see them. If a child tolerates something that might be frustrating without having a tantrum, that's a great opportunity to make a big deal about it so the child knows that's the kind of behavior the parent wants to keep seeing. Certainly, trying to avoid difficult experiences like shopping when a child's tired or hungry can reduce the number of temper tantrums in a family's life. And early on, parents can start by giving children 2 acceptable options whenever possible. So, for example, do you want the apple juice in your red cup or your blue cup? Both are fine, and it starts to give the children a sense that they have some choices in their life and that they can make decisions. And lastly, it's useful to keep the home environment as safe as possible physically so a child can explore their home without lots of limit setting that might set them up for difficult interactions.